Oh, yeah. The NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the round three preview show. Here we are. Something new at the intro there. I was getting a bit annoyed with the old one. Just went too long. It was a bit annoying. Bit of feedback from some as well that said, don't know about that. So I've gone back to a bit of music here, back to the bit of Van Halen. You know, funny fact, it took them over a year to write the chorus to that song. So you wouldn't, you know, crazy time in the 80s. Must have got distracted. Yeah, but there you go. Hey, round three is here. It kicks off tonight. It is the Panthers hosting the Broncos, the two teams that fought out the grand final last year. And I'm looking forward to this game. As a Broncos fan, I'm not holding out much hope without Reynolds and, you know, without to a lesser extent without Haas. It's going to be tough sledding. Let's look at the Panthers side. Edwards, Taruva, Tungo, May, To'o, Luai and Cleary. So very settled there. Leota, Kenny, there is no Fisher-Harris. So Lindsay Smith gets the starting gig, which I quite like that. For him, I think he's a good player. Sorensen, Martin and Yo. The bench, Dane Laurie. Let's see if he can get more than 30 seconds this week. Stand by. Matty Eisenhuth comes in. He's a bit of a wild card. Matty Eisenhuth, I actually thought he would start. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does start. They might just start with him. He can do that role easy if they want to just ease Smith into the game. Liam Henry and Luke Garner. That is a strong team, a very strong team. Let's look at the Bronx. Walsh is at the back. Arthur, Staggs, Cobbo, Mariner, Mam. Jock Madden fills in for Reynolds at halfback. Jock Madden's a good player. Jock Madden is a fringe grade player, but he can do a job. I really, really like Jock Madden. Jensen, Walters, Fletcher Baker is going to start in place of Payne Haas. It's a bit of a downgrade there. Piakura, Ricky, and Carrigan. A lot on Carrigan's shoulders without Payne Haas. Smoothie, Hetherington, Tupo, and Xavier Wilson talked up a bit in the preseason, had a big game. Was it the All-Stars game? He had a big game. And he finally gets a spot. Oh, boy. Supercoach-wise here, look, I think Cleary is on Thursday night. He's a pretty good VC option. Obviously, Hines there has the Tigers, which is a great matchup as well. I don't know. I reckon you could go real ballsy and just straight captain Cleary. I'm probably going to VC at this stage, but you could go straight captain because I think the Panthers are going to put on a bit of a show. Look, Liam Henry will be a big watch on him on minutes. He'd probably get a few more minutes, you think, without Fisher Harris in that middle rotation. Otherwise, there not a lot. I mean, Taylor May, I think if you don't own him, it's, you know, you got to get him this week. Got to get him before Thursday night. He looks the goods at that mid fours. He looks sensational. But Reece Walsh, I think, is going to be doing the kicking for the Broncos. I just don't know how many attempts he's going to have because I've only got them scoring 10 points in this game. So, and without Reynolds as well, it sets him up so nicely on those swing plays and everything. I'm not convinced on Reece Walsh as a play this week. Jesse Arthurs, I have in my side. I'm going to bench him. I just don't like the way he's going to roll this week. I'm tempted to not play Piakura, but I've got some issues myself in the second row with Wong not being named, with Lukey being injured long-term. So I'm probably going to have to play Piakura, not expecting a lot attack-wise there. I'm going to go Panthers 24, Broncos 10. I think the Panthers will win this one comfortably at home. Right. Where are we next? Oh, Friday night. Oh, it's the Warriors and the Raiders. This game is in my hometown. It's in Christchurch, and I'm looking forward to this. The Warriors 0-2, the Raiders 2-0 on top of the table, if you don't mind. I'm looking forward to this game. This should be a lot of fun. Let's have a look. The Warriors signed Tane Tuipeke. He keeps his spot. Now, he has been looks like he's going to have a few more weeks. Chance, it's a hamstring / back. That back is a big problem for him. So Tuipeke is going to start making some money from this week, which is exciting. And I think he's an easy play this week against the Raiders in Christchurch. Watini Zalesniak, Berry, Tuivasa-Sheck, and Montoya. While I'm thinking, I'm just going to have a quick wee nosy. I know all you Aussies are concerned about the weather over here, so let's have a wee nosy. It's a beautiful day today. It's 21 and sunny today. Friday, bit of cloud, 21. So no stress. Could be a bit of dew. It is starting to get a bit cold, and once the sun goes down here, could be a bit of dew. 8 o'clock kickoff local time. Keep that in mind. But I think Tane Tuipiki is a solid play this week. So let's look at, you still got Metcalf and Johnson there. Very happy as a Metcalf owner. He's playing really good. Johnson, I'm expecting a bounce back. Will he be kicking goals as a Metcalf owner? Kind of hope he's not. Adam Fanua Blake, Egan is back. Barnett, Ford, Capewell, and Harris. Having Egan back is huge. The bench, Lusick, Ale, Afoa, and Dylan Walker. They were so unlucky to lose last week, the Warriors. Let's look at the Raiders. Rapana Kotrick returns with Seb Chris out with the HIA. Tomoko Hopewate Savage, who's been good. Start the season, he's been great. So is Ethan Strange, and so is Fogarty. You know, I don't know if Fogarty's really a Supercoach option. He's a pretty steady goal kicker, and they are playing well. And he's doing a lot of the attack, and they're just easing Strange into it. It's great, you know, great move. Fogarty, a bit of a left field one. If you're going to sell, you know, Nico Hines, is a lot of people are looking at selling him. He's popular to sell, just with a lukewarmish start and a massive break even. Fogarty, maybe, if you want to be real fruity, you could go to him. Papali'i and Danny Levi, Tarpany, that's your front row. Hudson Young, Elliot Whitehead has been named upon return to the NRL after his injury, and Morgan Smithies is at lock. Tom Starling, Imre Gula, Zach Hosking on the bench with that massive low break even and a couple of big scores to start the year. A bit of a killer. If he was starting, if he was named to start, I think he's a no-brainer to trade in this week. If he's on the bench, do you want to trade him in? Because you got to think, if he's on the bench this week, that's going to be his home. He's either going to be on the bench or he's going to be out of the 17. As brutal as it sounds. So do you want that kind of guy? He's going to, you know, he'll make some cash for you, even off the bench. But I don't know. If he's not starting, he's someone you're just going to probably want to move on in a couple of weeks. He might make you 100, 120 grand in a couple of weeks, and then you can move him on, but you're trading him in and then trading him out. So keep that in mind. You know, that's two trades. Do you want to use those? Also keep a lookout too before the game starts. If he's a switcheroo and comes in, then bang, he's automatic. You got to bring him in for sure. And with the likes of Helam Lukey being pretty well owned, and he's out long term, Wong owners perhaps, or any other moves you might want to make, I think he's a great move, Hosking. Danny Levi as well is an interesting one. His break-even, I think, is minus 13. He's going to slowly make money with the Lusick news of being the sole hooker at Parramatta, and a big, big minus break-even for him. There's people moving Levi on. I can understand that maybe if you're a Harry Grant owner and you're rolling with Grant and Levi, I can understand why you might just want to go with Lusick, because Lusick's probably someone you can play if need be. Levi isn't really. He scored two tries in his two games so far this year for 40 something points in each, and it's, you know, you need, that's concerning. You need a bit more than that. I've got Levi, and I've also got Little. So it's easy for me with Little not playing this week. It's easy for me to bring in Lusick. If I didn't have Little, I probably would just let Lusick go by. I wouldn't be trading Levi to Lusick. I think this, you know, Levi will still make you some cash. My plan at hooker is to go Lusick in for Little. All the L's here. Lusick in for Little and Levi to Brayley in a couple of weeks. I think Levi will make his money, and hopefully Brayley by the third game is building in. He's starting again, and I can get him in at a really good price. That's my plan at hooker. What are we going to go? I'm going to go the Warriors. They're desperate. They're 0-2. They're probably in the best-looking 0-2 side you've ever seen. In Christchurch, I think they'll beat the Raiders, who have been very good. Who they play in week one? Oh, they killed Newcastle in week one. They took care of the Tigers last week. I've got to take the Warriors. I think it'll be close. I'm going to go Warriors 20, Raiders 18. Right, second game on Friday, and this one's a doozy, isn't it? Roosters and Rabbitohs. The rivalry continues. The tradition continues. The Book of Feuds, all that kind of stuff, yada, yada, yada. Always good fun. This one is at Allianz, and looking forward to it. Warrior Hargreaves' 300th game. Congratulations to the big fella there. Lots of changes at the Roosters. Tedesco, Tupou, Suatlii, Manu and Young, with Sander Smith coming in for Carey with a HIA stand down. Sam Walker is the halfback. JWH, Brandon Smith and Lindsay Collins. Nat Butcher is in the second row. Satili Tupanua and Victor Radley. The bench, Connor Watson moves into the bench with Nafahu White, Terrell May and Angus Crichton gets a start. So no sign of, still no Egan Butcher, no Billy Smith. Suar Wong has been named in the 22 jersey. Michael Jennings is 18th man out of nowhere. Look, I just think they want to give Angus Crichton a chance. Suar Wong has been okay without being great, so I think they want to give Angus Crichton a chance early days here to see how they're going. And also Nat Butcher, I think, hasn't done anything wrong as well. So Wong owners, I wouldn't be trading him out just yet. I'll wait and see. Wait and see what happens there. The Roosters do things a wee bit wacky. They're a bit zany, old Robbo and the crew. I wouldn't trade Wong just yet. At the Bunnies, who have just been under siege this week, old mate Latrell just can't stay out of the news, good or bad. He's at the back. AJ Whiten makes his club debut. Tass, Tony Milne, Cody Walker and Dean Hawkins is playing halfback there, with Ilias getting the chop. Totola, Damian Cook, and there's word that Cook might be starting off the bench on Friday. Wait and see there. Davi Mawali earns a start in the front row. Colin Matangi, Jacob Host back from injury on the edge. Cam Murray back at lock forward where he belongs. Havili, we'll wait and see. He might start. Tellus Duncan, Sean Kepi, Thomas Burgess. So Kepi and Mawali swap out. If you're a Kepi owner, just hold. I think he's going to be handy anyway. I don't know if the minutes will change all that much. And he's going to be handy just with that dual action. So I wouldn't be too upset. Well, you know, you're not happy that he's not starting, but I don't know if it's going to make too much of a difference to his output. And like I said, the dual is quite handy. So, yeah, big watch here. Let's watch how Latrell bounces back after the controversy. You know, you can just see him at Allianz having a blinder, can't you? So we'll see how that goes. Interesting to see how Jack Whiten plays in the centres and the kind of influence he has on the team. That's going to be a good wee watch there. Let's see if Cody Walker can step up. I think he needs to. A few interesting moves here. Will they start with JWH or will they put him on the bench? You've got Terrell May, who's just been outstanding, plays big minutes. He may start, like the switch they did last week. Wait and see there. Gee, this is going to be a fun game. I'm really looking forward to this game. I'm going to take the Roosters. I know the Roosters are on a 5-day turnaround. The Rabbitohs are on a 8-day turnaround. So that's a big advantage there. But I'm going to take the Roosters 22 and the Rabbitohs 16. Back in a minute. Okay. Mediocre sad day, I'm calling it. And it starts with the Bulldogs and the Titans. And this one's in Belmore, I think. Yeah, it is. Bulldogs and Titans. Blake Taff, he's still the fullback for the Dogs. Wilson, Karaz, Crichton, Tracy, Burton, and Hutchison is your halves. King, Marnie, Liam Knight comes in at prop. Kickout, Preston, and Salmon is the lock. Kurt Mann, Sam Hughes, Josh Curran, Curtis Morin. So they're sticking solid, are the Dogs. Let's see if they make a few changes here beforehand. They're sticking solid for now. I reckon this might be Blake Taff's last chance at fullback. We'll wait and see. Curran's playing good minutes off the bench. They obviously like him there. Jeez, just hurry up and give him the 13 jersey, fuck's sake. Please. He looks really good. You look at him off the bench, but he is playing good minutes and he's pumping out excellent Supercoach output there. If you had Hutchison, I think you stick. He's been okay without being great. They're playing the Titans in a day game. If you've got Salmon, I don't know. You're not getting anything out of him if you trade him now. You know, there was risk when you got him in the first place. So I think you just got to stick with him too. But if you can move him to someone, then, do it. If you've got the cash, move him on. He hasn't been super great. Sam Hughes, I don't see why you trade him out. Like, I wouldn't do a trade like a Hughes to Moali or anything like that. I think that's sideways big time. Sam Hughes, you don't want to be playing him. He's just sitting there, a very, very slow cash cow in your front row position. Just hold him. He is not worth trading out to David Moali or anybody else. I wouldn't have thought. Let's look at the Titans. Out of sight, out of mind. There they played game one, got smashed by the Dragons. Then they had the bye to think about and stew over. Let's look at their side. It's Kinney at the back, Cam Pereira, Kelly, Brimson, Sammy, Foran returns, and Tanner Boyd is the halfback. Fotowaka, Randall, Tino for Asua Malawi is the captain and the prop. Cleese Haas, Bo Fermore, Jamin Jolliffe is playing lock forward for them this week. Verrills, Liu, Clark, and Palacia. So not a lot of Supercoach relevance yet. Not really till you see maybe Jaden Campbell come back. Definitely when Fifita returns, then they're going to become a lot more Supercoach relevant. Palacio, pretty popular player at the start. Ended up getting benched and didn't do a hell of a lot. You know, he's someone you probably want to move on reasonably quickly, considering he's still on the bench. But not a real big priority trade, I wouldn't have thought. He's only low 300s. You're not going to get a lot out of that. I think you can do, there's other things you can do there, but if you can move him on, ideally you do. What else are the Titans? Not a lot else really doing here. Bo Fermore was someone that people traded out. I just don't get it. You had him, you knew they had a buy. Surely you knew they had a buy in round two, and he did okay without Foran. And he got traded out by a lot of teams I saw in the stats there. So it's an interesting one there. Look, this game, I'm happy just to – I don't really need to hear this game. I'll listen to it on the radio, I think, while I'm driving, I think. Let's go Bulldogs 20, Titans 16. Second game on Mediocre Saturday, we are at Cogra. And it is the Dragons and the Cowboys. Ugh, gee. The mediocrity. It's just, this is oozing. Well, I'm actually, sorry, the first game was oozing mediocrity, and that's probably putting it kindly. This, you know, the Cowboys are probably a finals team this year based on what we've seen. And the Dragons, hot one round, really cold the second. Let's have a look. Sloan Lomax, Hunt saying to reporters, yeah, he wants to leave. Not coming from Lomax, came from Binan. It's funny. Watch this space. I mean, they're saying they're not releasing him this year. And like I mentioned last week or the week before, why should they? They don't have much depth in that position unless they get a really good offer for a like-for-like replacement. Why would you release him? There's not enough salary cap there. You get salary cap relief in a couple of years' time. You get bugger all this year. Like I said, they got paid from the 1st of November. So you're not getting a lot of relief this year. They've already got decent cap space. If I was a Dragons, I wouldn't be releasing the bloke, especially when he's playing this good. Sully, Bird, Ravalawa, Flanagan, and Hunt. DeBellin is playing prop. Marshke comes in at hooker for Little. Blake Laurie, Leilua is on an edge, playing against his old team. And what else we got? Sewer and Tom Eisenhuth is starting at lock. That's interesting. Mulison, Molo, Fatala Mariner, and Guillaume Fafita gets another crack in the 17 for the Dragons. So interesting watch here. Maybe Eisenhuth, if he can pump out some decent output at lock. I've mentioned him on a few occasions. He's a good player. He really is a good player. And they like him. They like him there. He does a good job in the middle of the field. He's a Flanagan type player. I wouldn't be rushing to bring him in. He's not a trade-in option. If you're pretty settled, don't make the trade. He's not someone you need to bring in, I wouldn't have thought. Other than that, not a lot doing at the Dragons. If Lomax had a big game in at Redcliffe, then yep, definitely. You'd definitely be looking to bring him in, considering, and remember what he did against the Titans in round one. You'd definitely look to bring him in. But probably not so much. After that pretty quiet game, even though he had a busy workload, it didn't bring Supercoach output. So Lomax is a no. At the Cowboys, it's Drinkwater, Felt, Holmes, Labor, Tolangi, Dearden, and Townsend. The four-pack, McLean, Robson, Tamalolo, Vinny Fuiaki gets a start in that spot vacated by Lukey with the injury. Nanai and Cotter at lock. You've got Granville, Neem, McIntyre, and Gajewski on the bench. So Vinny Fuiaki is one to look at. He's affordable. He's, you know, he's just under 300 grand. Depending what you want to do, if you need to free up some cash, Lukey to Vinny Fuiaki, I don't mind it at all. I don't mind that trade. Is he someone you're going to be comfortable playing every week? I don't know about that either. But good solid. You know, 18th, 19th, 20th squad kind of guy. Not for me just yet. I need to see a bit more. I think his break even's in the 20s. So he's not someone you need to desperately bring in this week. If you got Taumalolo, depending who else you got in the front row, more promising signs last week. He played some bigger minutes, pumped out 46, I believe. Cotter, outstanding. Very happy Cotter owner here. He was really good. That's kind of what I was hoping and expecting from him. Zach Labor, a bit of a watch. Big first round, quiet second round. He's not someone you need to bring in. Drinkwater, I'm really hoping for a bit more output. He actually scored pretty well, Supercoach-wise. I think he got 62 last week without a hell of a lot of attack at all. I think he had one try assist there, and that was about it. So I'm prepared to give Drinkwater a bit more time, at least in my side. I'm going to go Dragons 14, Cowboys 26. I think the Cowboys have just got a bit too much class. Pretty concerning signs to the Dragons last week. They were not flash against the Dolphins. So that's the score I'm going with in that one. Yeah, right. Mediocre Sad Day concludes with the Tigers and the Sharkies at Leichhardt. Sad Day night at Leichhardt, not quite the same as the sunny Sunday afternoon at Leichhardt, is it? But we'll take it anyway. Some sad news. It sounds like Leichhardt is going to be, it won't be a NRL venue much longer. Its days are well and truly numbered. It needs a lot of upgrading, and no one's prepared to cough money into it. So it might be the end of the road in terms of NRL anyway, at Leichhardt. Let's look at this Tigers team who were well and truly pumped by the Raiders last week. Buller, Staines, Fartape, Olam is in for, is it Tyler got injured? So Olam is back, so that's timely. Tupou on the wing, Galvin, a very impressive Galvin at 5'8", with Aiden Caesar now playing halfback, Jaden Sullivan relegated to the bench. Utoi Kamanu, Korosau and Clement are the front row, Papali, Bateman and Bolle is now playing lock instead of Seifarth. So Sullivan to the bench with Seifarth, Twol and Samuel Afano, who was pretty impressive last week, and one to watch for sure this week with the, you know, he could be someone you could easily bring in at under 300 grand, bring him in next week if he's going to have a good game and, you know, make some pretty good coin, some pretty handy coin for you, one to watch for sure. But otherwise, gee, I want to have another look at Galvin, very happy owner, and I'm actually going to play him this week. I was really, really impressed. So and happy that I hope he has a big game, and I hope he's someone that everybody else trades in next week, and they can come and join the Galvin party. He looks like a good player already, which is crazy. He's 18. He's played one game, and he already looks like the shining light for this Tigers team. At the Sharkies, very, very settled, at least in the back line. Candy Katoa, Ramian Talakai, Mulatalo, Trindle, and Hines. Rudolph, Brayley, Kafusi, Jack Williams is playing second row in place of Nikora, Teague Wilton and Cam McInnes. The bench, Finucane, Hunt is back. Billy Burns is there as that second row cover. And Thomas Hazleton keeps his spot, the big barnstorming front rower. Kale Iro, 18th man again. Makes sense to have an outside back as an 18th man. Just makes sense in the whole for, you know, if there is, you got issues there, an 18th man can be used. If it's one of your backs that goes out, you can just bring it back straight in. And it's easier than putting a second rower in there. So, yeah, but hurry up and get a start, fuck's sake. You're dead weight in my side at the moment. This Sharks team, there's some guys. Talakai is someone I'm interested in. I'm thinking about bringing in. Mulatalo is popular. I just don't want to go there with Ronnie. He's had a great start to the year, but I can't do it. Trindle, I can understand trading Trindle out, especially when Brooks looks super popular, super strong. in a Manly side that's firing, I can totally see the Trindle to Brooks move, totally get around that. I'm considering Nicho Hynes to Brooks. I really am. Brooks is really the only option I would go to at halfback if you don't have Hynes or Cleary. He frees up a lot of money to spend elsewhere, and Nicho hasn't been great. He's got a very high break even. Even if he tons up, he's going to lose quite a lot of money. Yeah, man, it's a tough one. It's a real tough one. You know, do you forego points, which for me, points is more important than money most of the time. But for something like this, where you're trading out a guy that's not really playing all that great, even though he had a pretty good game last week, going to lose a lot of cash to a guy who is playing really well and it's a side that's playing well. Brooks's break even's not horrendously low, so he's not going to make a shit ton of cash. But and the Sharks do have the bye in round five, so it's one of those things where do I make the trade? If you're looking to trade Hynes and you just hold your breath for 2 weeks, they have the Tigers, which isn't great, and then they got the Raiders, and yeah, I mean the Raiders are a pretty solid side. It's not fun not owning Nicho, watching him play. So I'll wait and see. I'm probably leaning towards keeping him, but geez, you could make a trade there. It's an interesting one. I'm not too sure what I'm going to do. There is a lot of pros and cons to making that move. I'm sure a lot of us are looking at it. Mind you, when I had a wee nosy round at other teams in the leagues that I'm in, Nicho actually isn't owned by, he's nowhere near as popular as I thought. So yeah, in a way, he's kind of a pot. At least in the league, a lot of the leagues that I'm in, when I had a wee look around there, I was really surprised with the low ownership there. Tigers 16, Sharks 28. Sharks should win this game. The Tigers looked bang average last week. The Sharks should win this game. They were pretty good against the Dogs. They came good towards the end there. So yeah, 28 to the Sharks, Tigers 16, and just not enough doing there. For poor old Wes. Back in a minute. Rightio, guys. Sunday, here we go. Two really, really good games of footy. Can't wait for this. The Eels are hosting the Seagulls at CommBank. Good rivalry here between these two sides. Eels were pretty good in defeat last week to the Panthers, and the Seagulls ultra impressive against the Roosters. Let's have a look. We've got Queen at the back, Harper on a wing, Penasini, Blaze Tailangi makes his debut, Russell on the other wing, Brown and Princess are the halves, Campbell Gillard, Lussick, super popular at hooker. Now looks got an 80-minute roll because they're look, man, no hands. Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, and Jermaine Hopgood. How good is Jermaine Hopgood? What a good player. Luca Moretti, Ryan Madison, Offengawe, and Tuolangi. Tuolangi, I thought he dislocated his shoulder, but he's back. That's the bench for Parramatta. Very, very interesting. In terms of who to bring in here, there's not a lot doing. Lussick, obviously very, very popular. I can understand why. I think he's someone to buy for sure. I've mentioned it before about, you know, whether you go Levi to him. I can get it if you just don't like Levi. But for me, it's an easy trade because I've got Little. So it's an easy trade to make. Downgrading maybe a Grant or Robson, someone like that, I can probably get around it as well. Unless you've got other things you need to do, you can't get all the cheapies, eh? If there's other things you need to do, I wouldn't worry about it. But, you know, he's just over 300 grand. He's now going to be an 80-minute player. He's scored really well. He's had attacking stats the first couple of weeks. You can say that's going to peter off. Maybe it doesn't. Either way, he's a great buy. He's like a top. He'd be a top three buy this week for sure, I would have thought, across the board. Cartwright is someone I'm interested in. I'm going to fade Lane. I just don't like Sean Lane. And he's a pretty good Supercoach option, but I'm steering clear. I think Cartwright's someone to go for. Jermaine Hopgood as well, but man, Hopgood is very expensive, but he's not going to let you down. Maybe the fact that they've got these four middles. I know Tuolangi can play on an edge, but yeah, these without that hooker on the bench, maybe Hopgood plays, maybe he's going to be a 60-minute guy. And he can still pump out a big score in 60 minutes, but it's just a little bit concerning. Over at Manly, Turbo is at fullback. Tuamalo Vanga is on the wing in place of, what's his name, Talau. Looked like a serious injury, but Talau's been named in the squad, so we'll wait and see there. Cooler, Garrick, Barlow is the other wing, Luke Brooks, and Cherry Evans. Look at the smile on Luke Brooks' face here. I'm looking, reading the team sheet. He's yay, I'm not at the Tigers. Paseka, who was good last week. Croker and LAA, that's your front row. Olakau'atu, who, gee, he was unlucky to not score a couple of tries last week. Geez, he's a good player. He's on my radar for sure. Burbo and Gerbo make up the pack with the bench. Lawton, Waddell, Bullimore, and Brown. Pretty sure that's been the bench all three games so far this year. So pretty settled at Manly. This will be a fun game. Look, Turbo's a great captaincy option. I'm probably going to captain him. Day game at Combank. Parramatta coming off a big game against Penrith. Granted, they lost. And they did play pretty good, but it's one of those ones where I think Manly can score points. I think Manly can score points on pretty much everyone, barring Penrith. It's just one of those things. It's the Penrith tax. But yeah, I really, really like Manly to play well in this game. I'm going to go Manly just 22-20. Good, fun, close game. And I'll take the Seagulls there in that. In terms of the trades, Luke Brooks, if you've got issues at 5'8", or say maybe you've got Strange at 5'8", you can move somebody out of your center wing, put Strange down, Brooks in, totally get around that. That makes a lot of sense. For me, I've got Metcalf and Galvin as my 5'8s. I'm happy with both of them. And I've got Cleary and Hines at halfback. So it's, do I bring in the sexy move of Brooks and trade Nico? I don't like watching Sharks games without Nico. It's too scary. Although Brooks has looked dynamite at Manly. Olakau'atu, I'm also tempted by as well. You're paying up for him. Thing for me is I've got Greg Marzu, who's out 4-6 with a hand issue. So I can go Marzu to Olakau'atu, and it's going to save me about $20,000. So I'm kind of torn there because I think he's in for a shout. I've got him in an option in one of my bets coming later on. So yeah, it's a tough one for me. I'll wait and see. It might be a vibe. Might be a vibe trade there. I did go 22-20 Seagulls over the Eels in a fun game. And to finish off the round, we are up at Newcastle where the Knights are taking on the Storm. Knights are 0-2. They are desperate. They push the Cowboys to the limit and probably should have won that game. You have to think they probably should have won that game. And the Storm were very lucky in the end to beat the Warriors with that crazy try to coach there. They were completely outplayed in the second half. There's no Jerome Hughes. He's out a week for the shove on the referee, which I don't really have too much of an issue with. I mean, you can't be doing that to the ref. So I'm totally fine with that. But still no Munster and got circulated there. Poor old bloke in a bar kept his mic on, and him and Cam Smith having a bit of a chin wag, and Cam Smith might have let the cat out of the bag that Munster is a wee way off. The Storm are pretty concerned there. So that's an interesting one. Look, let's have a look at these sides at Newcastle. Ponga at the back, Jenkins, Gagai, Best, and Tuala. So no Marzu. Oh, that sucks as a Marzu owner. Gamble stays at 5'8". Jack Cogger is in for Hastings at halfback. Saifidi, Crossland, Thompson, Frizzell, Pierce Paul is starting. Elliott is your lock. Jaden Bradley makes a return off the bench with Daniel Saifidi, Hetherington, who was impressive last week, and Jed Cartwright. That is your Newcastle side. Ponga is a popular trade. I actually traded him last week. I just decided to go with Turbo, and a lot of people trading Ponga this week. Same kind of deal. I mean, I think it's very different to say trading Ponga compared to trading Hines. If you're trading Hines, options are bugger all. It's really, for me, it's Brooks or nothing. Whereas for Ponga, there's plenty of options. There's plenty of guys to go to. Pappenhausen coming off a massive score. Granted, he has a bye next week. There's Turbo. There's Latrell. There's Teddy. Maybe not so much Walsh without having Reynolds there and playing Penrith, but there's plenty of options at fullback. So if you're not feeling it with Ponga, trade the guy. I did it last week and I'm happy I did it. I'm not looking back. It's not to say I don't want to bring him back in soon, but I'm happy not owning at the moment. Without Marzu as well, which really sucks, frees up some cash to do other things. There's also a part of me thinking, just hold Marzu, hope he comes back a bit quicker. The draw does open up for Newcastle in a few weeks, and that might coincide with Marzu's return, in which case I don't have to trade him back in. You can just sit there and recover nice and quick. Big watch on Cogger to see how he plays and how this affects the Newcastle side. Kai Pierce-Paul starting. You've still got Dylan Lucas in that squad, so wait and see on that one. I wouldn't be rushing to bring in Pierce-Paul just yet. He may only play 40 minutes, even if he's starting. Wait and see there. And if Dylan Lucas is fit, he's back in that side somewhere anyway. So at the Storm, Pappenhausen, I can totally understand you bringing him in. His break-even's still not crazy low. But, you know, he scored 2 tries last week, looked dynamite. I can understand if you can free up some cash if you want to go Ponga to Pappy. He doesn't play next week, but gives you about 300 grand to do some other things. Or maybe not quite that much, but a lot anyway. Pezzett and Wishart are your halves. That's a bit of a concern. Kamikamitha, Grant, and King is the front row. Joe Chan, Elias Katoa, and Liero. That is your pack with Kane Bradley coming in to the side, Tipai Moroa coming into the side, Lewis and McDonald. That's a bit of a concerning bench there. There's not a lot of strength in that bench. And without the halves as well, that's a pretty weak-looking Storm side. Joe Chan is someone, I mean, he's playing the last game, so if you've got him, I don't think you want to have him in your 17. You don't want to be waiting to the last game for things like that. Look, speak to Harry Grant. I think Harry Grant owners, he's someone to hold. I guess I'd be tempted by the Lustig move, but gee, you know, Grant showed glimpses of, you know, what a quality player he is. I wouldn't be in too much of a rush, really. I wouldn't be in too much of a rush to trade Harry Grant out. Other than that, yeah, look, should be a good, fun, close game. I'm going to take the Knights reluctantly. I'm going to take the Knights. 18 points to 16 in a good, close, fun game. Back in a minute. All right, guys, time for this.
Bring it. Question?
Okay, this one comes in from Sam. Says, rank these trading options at 2RF. Curran, Hosking, KPP, and Finny Fuiaki. Right, so if Hosking actually, I guess, actually, as we speak right now, with Hosking on the bench, I would say Curran is number one, Hosking number two, probably Finny Fuiaki number three, and KPP number four. I'm just not convinced on what's going to happen at Newcastle there. Dylan Lucas lingering in the reserves. I'm just not convinced. Finny Fuiaki, I think it's not a bad trade in, but. I think we can watch for another week. If he kills it, I think his break-even is 20-odd. So if he kills it, you know, good option next week. You know, he'll be a long-term play there for the Cowboys. If Hosking is a late start, there's just so much money to be made there. I think he's number one, but at the moment he's on the bench. So he's ranked two. And Curran, I don't think you can go wrong with Curran. He's 419 or something. He does have a negative break-even. He's been playing big minutes and scoring well. So he would be one. So yeah, Curran, Hosking. If Hosking starts, Hosking jumps to one. Then Finny Fuiaki, then KPP.
Bring it. Question?
Right, this one, no name to it, but two different trade options. Ponga to Teddy and Lukey to Tino, or Hines to Brooks and Lukey to Tino. So this person clearly wants to get Tino, and it's whether they drop Ponga down to Teddy or Hines down to Brooks to finance it. I would go, although I like the Hines to Brooks and I'm umming and ahhing about that myself, I would go Ponga to Teddy. if you can go Ponga down to Teddy, who's played really, really well, does have the Rabbitohs this weekend, Penrith next week. It's, you know, that's tough, but I would do that and hold Hines. I would go Ponga to Teddy to then go Lukey to Tino. Look, Tino, that's an interesting one. You clearly really want to get Tino, and that's cool. I guess Tino might become a bit more popular with Payne Haas out, so people might just want to go, you know, trade a premium for to a premium. I get that. If you got Lukey there and you move him to Tino, is Tino going to be in your second row, or can you make another move to get him up to the front row? Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, if you're going to do that, I would go Ponga to Teddy would be the way I go.
Question.
And Grant down to Lussick and Lukey to Tungo via Burbo, then boosting Piakura to get Curran. Is it worth the boost? Grant down to Lussick, we've talked about it. I can get around that, I guess. I don't know. If I've got Grant, maybe I'm just keeping him. Who's your second hooker? Surely you can move your second hooker to get Lussick and whoever that may be. Lukey to Tungo via Burbo. I like that. Gee, Tungo was good last week. He's not going to pull that out for you every time, but he's just getting better and better. He's still very young, but he's just getting better and better. So I quite like the Lukey to Tungo, and it means doesn't mean you have to have Bencibojevic moved up from centres into second row. Depending what else you got happening in the second row, it's probably not the worst thing. And then boosting Piakura to get Curran. I don't think that's worth the boost. I wouldn't do that. I don't even know why you'd want to trade Piakura. He'll be fine. I don't think Curran is screaming trade me in at the sake of getting rid of Piakura and also using a boost to do it. With the boost means an extra trade. I wouldn't do Piakura to Curran, but I like Grant to Lussick maybe. But I guess that means you can then go Lukey to Tungo via Burbo. Yeah, I'm all for that. If you do have any questions, you can fire them through nrlsctherapy@gmail.com or on the Spotify and fire them through, and I'll be happy to answer them for you.
Question.
Back in a minute. Rightio. Some bets for the week coming off a good week last week where I made a bit of money. Let's go back again. $100 to spend. I'm going to put $45 on just three team head-to-head parlay here. Panthers to win against the Broncos, the Warriors to beat the Raiders, and the Sharks to beat the Tigers. Those three combined paying $2.28. So 45 returns, 102.60. Three bets for this week, all returning $100 or so. So I just need one of them to come through to get in the black, albeit not by a lot. Let's go $45 on a Sunday either way parlay. You know I love this one. Either side 1-12. Let's go with the Eels and the Seagulls. Either side 1-12. I've got this as a 2-point game. So that's paying $1.57. And the Knights and the Storm, either 1-12. I've got this as a 2-point game as well, and that's paying $1.55. The two combined, $2.43. So 45 returns $109.35. I'll take that. And an anytime try scorer, I just need two blokes here. I'm not going with four or five different wingers. I'm just going with two blokes. Talakai to score a try against the Tigers, who were really weak on their right edge last week. You saw the Raiders kind of ripping the shreds. So I'm going Talakai, who's had a really good start to the year, at $3, into Olakau'atu, who could have scored a few tries last week. So I'm taking him at $3.40. I think Manly will keep going back to him. So the two of those combined, $10.20. $10 returns $102. So here we go. If you are having a punt this week, best of luck. Don't do anything crazy. Back in a minute. All right, gang, that's going to do it for the round three preview of the NRL Supercoach Therapy podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Be a friend, tell a friend. You can hit me up nrlsctherapy@gmail.com and on Spotify there in the Q&A bit there. You can fire through whatever you want. Trades for Shano this week. I'm going to go Little down to Lusick. Don't really have much. Well, I got a choice. So I'm just going to do it. It's made it easy for me. I'm going to go Lukey to either... If Hosking is named, I'm going to play Hosking. Get him in. If not, it's going to be either Curran or Talakai or maybe Olakau'atu. See how daring I'm feeling and how my early games go. If I'm struggling a bit, I need to catch up. I might just go ballsy and just grab Olakau'atu and pay up. See how we go. And then, yeah, do I boost? Do I? I'm really tempted by Hines to Brooks. It really tempts me. I know it could come back and bite me on the ass. And if I do it, it'll be with an idea to bring back Hines after his bye. I've also got Greg Mars, you sitting there, just taking up cap. I could do something with him as well. So maybe I could go Mars, you. Maybe Mars, you to Talakai. I could go Mars, you to Olakau'atu via Burbo because I've currently got Burbo on the second row. So there's some of the things I could do. I'll wait and see. Little to Lusick's definitely happening, though. I'm probably going to BC Cleary tonight, I think, and Captain Turbo. We'll just go with that. All right, hey, best of luck. Our head-to-head start this week, too, in our group. So best of luck to everybody else in there, and I do not mean that at all. Thanks very much for listening. Enjoy your weekend of footy, and I'll catch you all next week. Cheers, gang.